We're happy to bring to you today another edition of The More Abundant Life, a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages by Pastor Wendley Phipps. My name is Adrian Westby Jr. I'm your host for today's program, and today we have a message that was presented on January 1st of the year 2000 to the Seabrook Church, a New Year's Day message with the title, A New Spirit for a New Year. We're going to feature this message in our program today, so I do hope that you will stay with us. I'm sure that you're going to gain some new insights from this very interesting title here on The More Abundant Life. Just before the message begins, we will have a special song, a song entitled Keep On Climbing by Wendley Phipps.
A dream within your heart, and if you make a start, he wants for you to know. All of your needs he will supply, he's always standing by. He's there to see you through. So keep on climbing until you reach your goal. Just keep on striving with all your heart and soul. All things are possible with God. So don't give in. He'll move your mountains. He believes in your dreams. And when the road ahead seems long, with faith you can be strong. There to show the way. With every step you know what's right, you'll conquer in his mind. He'll bring that brighter day. You just keep on climbing. Just keep on striving with all your heart and soul. All things are possible with God, so don't give in. He'll move your mountains. He believes in your dreams. You just keep on climbing
Bibles with you, go with me again to the book of Joshua, chapter 14. The book of Joshua, chapter 14. Isn't God awesome? And Caleb says in verse 11, "As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day." My message this morning, a new spirit for a new year. A new spirit for a new year. The Lord said to Moses, "Choose one man from each of the 12 tribes. They are to spy out the land of Canaan. For 40 days, those 12 spies searched out the land. And upon their return, they said to the children of Israel, 'This land we go to inherit is rich, fertile. It is a land of plenty. But in this land, we also saw a race of giants. When we were near them, we felt like grasshoppers in their sight. Their warriors are fierce. Their cities are circumferenced about by high protective walls. Our recommendation is find a way to cut our losses and head back to Egypt. Cut a deal with Pharaoh. Let's get real here, people. We're talking giants.
That's right. That's right.
Descendants of Anakim." The Bible tells us that the children of Israel, after hearing that report, were so terrified, so discouraged, that they cried and wept all night long. The next morning, they went to Moses and said, "See, we told you so. If only we had stayed in Egypt and died there. Moses, since you are no longer responsive to the will of the people, we will choose another leader to take us back to Egypt." When it appeared that Moses was about to receive a vote of no confidence from the very people he had brought through the Red Sea, suddenly above the crowd could be heard one lone dissenting voice. "Wait a minute, this day we two spies, Joshua and Caleb, file a dissenting report. What kind of people are you anyway? God promised us this land as our inheritance. We can trust him implicitly. I say right now, let's take the land. The land we saw is an excellent land. With God's help, we will possess it. We will own it. We will enjoy it. The Lord is with us." And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 14. After that speech from Caleb, the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 10, listen to the response of the people after that speech. "And all the congregation said, 'Stone them. Stone them with stones.' And as soon as they said that, the glory of the Lord, the bright light of the Shekinah glory, appeared over the temple. The Lord spoke to Moses out of that light, saying, 'Moses,
How long will these people reject me? Not you, me. Their vote of no confidence is not against you, Moses. It's against me. Their charge of deception, that they have been deceived, is not against you. It's against me. After all I have done for these people, to think they can't bring themselves to trust me is much too much for me to bear. And God said in Numbers 14:12, as punishment for their sin, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them. Now, you know, one of the things I want to talk to Moses about when I get to heaven is how he was so forward with the Lord. Moses answered the Lord and said, no, Lord, don't do this. If you do this, the Egyptians will hear about it and say that you're a god of death and not a god of freedom. He was working on the Lord. If you do this, the news will spread to other nations that you have already proclaimed your goodness to. They'll say that those people, their God is not able. Look at verse 16. Have mercy, Jesus. Because the Lord was not able. Look at verse 15. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring the people to this land, which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. Moses was awesome. O Lord, said Moses, let the nations see that you're a God of mercy, compassion, forgive them. The Lord answered, I'll forgive them as you asked, Moses, but not one of these complaining people will enter the land of Canaan. Not one of them. Not one of them will enter the land of promise. I'll forgive them, but not one who accused me of deceiving them will ever see the promised land. God says, for 40 years they will wander in the wilderness, 1 year for each day the spies searched out the land. Because my people would not trust my leadership, they will die out here in the wilderness without seeing the promised land. And then God said in Numbers 14, verse 24, all of them, but my servant Caleb. And here's what God said, because he has a different spirit. He's got a different spirit in him. According to God's own testimony and statement, Caleb, because he has a different spirit, his descendants will inherit the land of Canaan. This word of the Lord kept coming back to me. My servant Caleb will see the promised land because he's got a different spirit in him. I will bring him to inherit the land that he spied out because he's got a different spirit. His descendants will inherit the land. They will conquer the land of the giants. They will inherit the valleys of the Amalekites and the Canaanites because he's got a different spirit in him. The 10 spies who had carried the negative, discouraging report, you'll find it in verse 36, were struck down with the plague and died. God's people then wandered in the wilderness until everyone from the previous generation had died out. And after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, God's people finally reached Canaan. Of all the men and women who left Egypt, only two lived to see the promised land for themselves. Joshua and God's servant Caleb. Church, whatever that spirit was that God saw in Caleb, I want it for my life. That spirit that separated Caleb and Joshua from the rest of the people, I want it for my life. God is telling us that those who make it to the promised land will have a different spirit. And I want that spirit for my life. Whatever it was God saw in Caleb, I want him to see it in me. I want that spirit for my own life. The spirit of Caleb. It was a spirit of undaunted optimism. It was a spirit of complete, implicit, total trust in God. God said, because Caleb followed me fully, I will bring him to the promised land. Well, nothing more aptly captures the spirit of Caleb to me than when, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, Caleb went before Joshua, the Lord, and the leaders in Israel. And Caleb said to them, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive like he promised.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And now I'm 4 score and 5 years old. I'm 85 years old, and right now I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me to spy out the land. As my strength was then, even so it is now. I pray thee, give me this mountain, the one where the giants live. Give me this mountain. All these years, God has kept me alive, blessed me with good health. I'm 85 years old. I'm as strong as ever. Lord, give me this mountain. I'm just as full of energy as I was when Moses sent me to spy out the land. I can still go to war, fight side by side with those half my age. This was the spirit of Caleb. Caleb wanted everybody to know that when they started giving out the portions of the land to the 12 tribes, Caleb wanted everybody to know that he wanted Hebron.
Yes, sir.
You see, Hebron, or Hebron, had been the home of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Hebron was the place where Caleb's forefathers were buried. Hebron was also now the home of the giants. Amen. The giants that caused Israel to fear and to wander in the wilderness. And of all the places Caleb could have chosen to settle down, Caleb said, I want Hebron.
Yes, yes, sir.
I want the mountain where the giants live.
Yes, yes.
That caused God's people to lose the privilege of seeing the promised land. Now, therefore, give me this mountain. This is the spirit of Caleb, the kind of spirit that is confident and not cocky. The kind of spirit that is positive and hopeful without being lifted up. This is the spirit of Caleb, the same spirit Paul talked about when he said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. This is the spirit of Caleb. Caleb was saying, don't give me the easy assignments. Give me the tough assignments. The one nobody wants, the one others think impossible. Give me a task that calls for total trust in God. Give me the mountain where the giants live. With the Lord on my side, we'll cast them out. Oh, I love that Caleb spirit. The Bible also says that trusting in God, Caleb ran the giants out of Hebron. Perhaps as you face the new year, 2000, you face a personal challenge, a spiritual or a professional challenge. You got some mountain in front of you that seems uncrossable. You've got hopes and dreams you want to see realized. You've got some goal you've set for yourself, for your family, some mountain you need God to help you conquer. Well, what you need is what God described in Caleb as a different spirit. A positive spirit. An upbeat spirit. A clear, definite spirit. A spirit of courage. Spirit of victory. An entrepreneurial spirit. I said an entrepreneurial spirit. The kind of spirit that is not just going to roll over and accept whatever life dishes out. What makes you think that the only money God has coming to you is what your boss gives you? You need an entrepreneurial spirit. Help me, Jesus. You need another kind of spirit. Like Caleb, I want my inheritance. Whatever God has put in the land of promise for me, you ought to say, I want it. While others complain of feeling worn out and defeated, broken down, brokenhearted, you ought to say, Lord, give me my mountain.
Yeah.
I'm in school, but I'm going to graduate.
Because
I want my mountain.
Amen.
I'm in a tough assignment, but I'm going to succeed.
Amen.
Because I'm asking God, give me this mountain. I've got some goals to reach, aspirations to fulfill, dreams to realize, habits that I'm going to conquer, stuff that just has power over me that I'm going to break. And I'm praying, God, just give me this mountain. I don't know what mountain stands between you and your inheritance, but whatever it is this morning, you ought to pray that God will give you Caleb's spirit. I'm not afraid of the devil's power, you ought to say. Because I got a different spirit.
Yes.
I'm asking God, give me this mountain. I'm not afraid of what men might do to me. I've got a job to do, a destiny to fulfill. Yes. Lord, give me this mountain. Friend, I can tell you that when you pray that prayer, you'll hear God speaking in your spirit.
Yes.
The same word he spoke to Isaiah, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And because of this promise from the Lord, you can say, give me my mountain. The one where the giants live. Thou shalt see. Oh, I wasn't going to read it because, you know, I get so conscious of time sometimes when I get up here. And folks say, what you doing, Pastor? You're throwing away just the blessing I need. I'm going to read it from Isaiah. Isaiah said, behold. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
All they that were incensed against you.
Uh-huh.
Let me read it.
Yes.
You got your Bible?
Yes.
Turn to the book of Isaiah. I'm telling you why you can have that spirit of Caleb. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 11. Why you can pray, give me my mountain.
Yes.
Why you can pray, give me my mountain. Verse 11. God said, behold, all those who were incensed against you. That means all those who were just downright mad with you. They shall be ashamed and disgraced. Hallelujah. I like to know that my enemies are going to be ashamed and disgraced. Somebody say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let me read the whole thing. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. Give me my mountain. Those you shall seek them. You know, those folks who've been messing with you. God said you're going to go looking for them. You won't even be able to find them. Hallelujah. Those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing. So you ought to get Caleb's spirit. Pray with confidence. Thank you, Jesus. You mean I don't have to worry about my enemies? Give me my mountain. For I, the Lord thy God, verse 13, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Verse 15, behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument. Oh, Lord, let me read it. Behold, I'll make you a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth, and you shall thresh the mountains and do what? Beat down your mountains. Hallelujah. Give me my mountain. Caleb said, what mountain looms ahead of you as you move forward to possess your spiritual inheritance? Choose this day to step out by faith. Let me read you something from the servant of the Lord. She said it was Caleb's faith in God that gave him courage, that kept him from the fear of man. Even the mighty giants, the sons of Anak, and enabled him to stand boldly and unflinchingly in defense of the right. The mighty general of the armies of heaven Every true soldier of the cross of Christ must receive strength and courage to overcome obstacles that often seem insurmountable. So if you love the Lord, if you're serving the Lord, you're going to come upon challenges that seem insurmountable. And she said in Conflicts and Courage, while the doubting ones talk of impossibilities, hallelujah, while they tremble at the thought of high walls and strong giants, let the faithful Calebs who have another spirit step up. Come to the front. The servant of the Lord says that Caleb, you can find that in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 378, 380. Servant of the Lord says that Caleb, though 85 years old, still saw things through the eyes of faith. This was the secret of his abiding and amazing success. He was not about to retire until he possessed what God had in store for him. I'm not about to retire. God has something in store for me. Friend, hear me. God's got a mountain of blessings for you. He's got a mountain of achievement waiting for you. You need to ask God to give you the same spirit that was in Caleb so that you can pray, Lord, I want my mountain.
Well, that concludes the message for today. The message entitled, A New Spirit for a New Year. This is message number 164 in our series. And if you'd like to obtain a copy of today's message by cassette tape, please call the Seabrook Church office. The phone number is 301-577-6342. Phone number again is 301-577-6342. And ask for program number 164. Until next time, my name is Adrian Wesney Jr. As always, I like to wish you God's richest blessings. Please join us again for another program, but until you can, remember the words of John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
I believe that we can really fill the world with love. In your heart, fill the world with love. Fill the world with joy. Give what's in your heart. Fill the world with love.
Fill the world with love.
Give what's in your heart, fill the world with love. Give what's in your heart.